You're on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. The Triage Room is a podcast that encourages and empowers listeners to overcome obstacles of pain. Pain is the physical suffering or discomfort caused by illness or injury. When we describe the type of pain we're having, we're really describing the symptoms. Once we identify the symptoms, then we can deal with the root. Welcome to The Triage Room. You're now on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. Today's topic, instruments of destruction. Let's take a look at Exodus 9, verse 18 and 19. Behold, tomorrow about this time, I will cause it to rain a very grievous hail, such as hath not been in Egypt since the foundation thereof even until now. Send therefore now and gather thy cattle and all that thou hast in the field, for upon every man and beast which shall be found in the field and shall not be brought home, the hail shall come down upon them and they shall die. Here we have the Egyptians who worship other gods. And because they worship other gods and believed in those gods and thought that they looked at the elements, their objects, the water, the earth, the fire, and the air were all objects of the idolatry. And because these were objects of the idolatry, and they did not worship the only one true supreme God. Now these objects of the idolatry now will be turned into instruments of destruction just by God's command, just by under his will, under his command. The very thing that they were worshiping, the very thing that they were idolizing now will be used as an instrument of destruction. And to show these things you've been worshiping, these things you've been idolizing, they can't help you. You think that those things can help you? Those things can do nothing for you. And your heart is not where it should be. You're worshiping the wrong thing. And I'm just sharing this, even though this is here in Exodus, let's look at how we are. Let's look at what we do. Are there things that we're worshiping? Are there objects of idolatry in our lives? We look at money. We look at people. We look at certain things. God is a jealous God. And if idolizing some things and worshiping other gods is what's going on, these things can easily become instruments of destruction. The very thing that you've been worshiping, the very thing you've been idolizing, now being used for you to see, it can't help you. And sometimes what happens is people are so caught up in these things in life, caught up in the money, caught up in a certain person, on and on over people, having a false understanding of things, not searching the scripture, not looking for truth, but yet believing other things and not worshiping the only one true living God. Don't you know at the drop of a hat, the very thing that you've been worshiping, the very thing you've been idolizing, that is false, it's not true, can be turned into an instrument of destruction, and there's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing. It's time out for that. Time out for looking at putting your faith and your belief and idolizing money. Time out for putting your faith and belief and idolizing people. Thinking the only way something's going to get done is through a certain person, or the only way it's going to be is because of this. Father God is our source. We must have faith and believe and understand that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. Understand that Jesus was crucified, and his being crucified is not in vain. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. We're not to be out here worshiping other things. Those things can't help us. Those things can't bring us salvation. Those things can do nothing for us. Now, there could be a resource. A person can be a resource. Money is a tool, like a resource, but it is not the source. And we should not in no time get our wires crossed and start worshiping things, idolizing people. Because know this, there will come a time when that very thing that you've been idolizing, that very thing that you've been worshiping, in the drop of a hat, in a moment's time, can be turned into an instrument of destruction. Now here's my moment of transparency. In the past, I have looked at certain people, put them on a pedestal because of I saw how God was using them. I saw how, you know, they would speak. I just certain things I looked at, and I began to put them on a pedestal. And God corrected me quick. He let me know quickly. And sometimes you do things out of innocence and out of ignorance. No, I didn't mean any harm. And it's like many people don't mean any harm. Some people don't even know it's wrong. And it can be so close. Like you think you're just being respectful. You think what you're doing is right. But God is like, uh-uh. Because remember, God knows the heart of man. God knows what we don't know. And at no point should we idolize a person. At no point should we idolize things. At no point should we worship anything or anyone or idolize anything or anyone other than God. We should worship God. They that worship God must worship him in what? Spirit and in truth. And we must have faith to believe and know that there's nothing that can bring us out or do more for us than God can. And when we take faith and believe in other things and use it the wrong way, believing and worshiping in other things, other objects, we're then setting ourselves up being in a position to now, for whatever that thing is, to be turned into an instrument of destruction. And someone may want to know, how can a person be turned into an instrument of destruction? You've been worshiping somebody, you've been putting them on a pedestal, and they've been your all go-to. You've been relying on them, nothing else matters. You've been dependent on them for everything. And whatever they say, that's what it's going to be. You're not listening to God. You're just listening to whatever's coming from certain people. And you're putting them on a pedestal. You're idolizing. You're worshiping them. Well, life comes to visit. And now, during that time, you can see that the very one you've been idolizing, the very one you've been putting on that pedestal, can't help you. There's only one that can help you. There's only one that can change it. There's only one. The only one true living God, the supreme one. God himself is the one that can change it. God himself can turn a circumstance around. God himself can change the event of things happening. Yes, we're free moral angels and we have the opportunity to choose. He gives us that. But when we begin to worship other things and idolize other things, those things now can become instruments of destruction. The very thing we've been doing, the very thing we've been looking at, can now be used to show us that thing is helpless. That thing can't do nothing for us. The only reason why we can walk, talk, breathe, and do what we do is because of God. He's given us life. Him. And to think that something else gets the credit, gets the worship that we should be giving him, that's error. So let us not position ourselves to be in a place where we begin to take things that should be a resource. Let us not get our wires crossed and take what should be a resource and start looking at it as if it is the source. God is the source. Him and him alone. And the things he's allowed to be in our presence and our path are resources. We shouldn't worship those things. We shouldn't idolize those things. And the Egyptians, they began to idolize. They began to worship. They were idolizing water. They were idolizing the earth. They were idolizing the air. They were idolizing the fire. And they were worshiping other gods. Other gods. They were worshiping Isis and Osiris. Worshiping other gods of fertility, health, light, agriculture, arts. God ain't playing that. We are his creation. And those that have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, there's some that are his creation and some are sons and daughters, those that believe. So to worship and idolize objects that are merely resources and look at those things as if they are the source will then position one to see those same things become instruments of destruction. Let us pray. Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus, Lord, just to say thank you. Lord, I thank you for life, health, and strength. God, I ask you, Lord, that those that are tuning in, let them have an ear to hear, God, to understand, Lord, that we should not take the things, Father, that you have allowed us to have as resources here in the earth and begin to worship and idolize those things, making them the source. They're not the source. You're the only source, Father. You're the reason why we have these things here. You're the reason why, God, we have breath in our body and our blood is flowing through our veins and we're able to walk, talk, speak, God, and communicate, Father, and see these resources that you place here in the earth. Let us not be ignorant to the enemy's vices, knowing that, Father, you're the one and only true living God. There's none other like you. And they that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. And you are a jealous God. You will have none other before you. So, Lord, I thank you for this time to pray. And I ask you, Father, to let those, Father, that have been blind, let those, Father, that have been operating in a space that they just didn't know. For my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. That now, Father, those, God, that are listening can get understanding. And all thy getting, get understanding. That we should not ever worship things, people, objects, resources. You're the only one true and living God. And at any moment, Lord, those things, Father, that one has been idolizing and worshiping can be turned into an instrument of destruction. Not because, God, you don't love us. Not because, God, you don't care. But, Lord, we need to understand, Lord. However, we need to understand that those things can do nothing for us. Those things are powerless. And I thank you, Father, that now is the time to come into the knowledge of the truth, to understand who you are, and to understand, Lord, that you love us enough to give us an opportunity to get it right. You love us enough to give us an opportunity to get understanding as we search and seek for understanding. To give us an opportunity, Lord, to get off the wrong path and to get on the right path. That none of us allow ourselves not another moment in time to have things in our life that we are idolizing, that we are worshiping, and that could be potential instruments of destruction. God, I ask you, Father, just to keep us, protect us, guide us. Lord, I thank you, I praise you, and I glorify your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You all be blessed. Thank you for joining me on deck in the triage room. To get the music you hear in this podcast or to stay connected, visit my website, ursulacamille.com. That's URSELACAMILLE.com. Sign up on my email list, get merch and more. Have an area of pain you want to address in the triage room? Send your email to thetriageroom@gmail.com. I'm your host, Ursula Camille, signing off. Be blessed. One touch and your life will change. Did you know that Jesus reigns? One touch and your life will change.